Well, good morning and welcome into Boston Outlook. I'm your host, June Knight, and our guest this morning on Outlook is Jennifer Easterlo. She is known as the Skinny Chef, and she is here to help us learn to strengthen our diet with what are called delicious superfoods. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, June.
Thank you so much. Where are you calling in from today?
I'm here in New York, and it's quite chilly.
Oh, I know. We're right on the road in Boston. So, okay, you know, this is that time of year. I know myself, I just got over a virus. I know a lot of other people walking around with stomach bugs and flus and things like that. We just can't help it. The weather doesn't help. But one of the things we can do is eat right, and that's one of the reasons why you are here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, Jennifer, before we get into the topic.
Sure. I come from a family of food lovers. Unfortunately, a lot of my family members were obese or still are obese. And so, you know, weight has definitely been an issue in my background. And when I became a chef, I was fascinated by healthy cooking. And now I live a very happy, healthy life. And, you know, I'm a real supporter of superfoods.
Okay. And you are the founder of Skinny Chef Culinary Services, providing healthy, creative, and delicious home-cooked meals to New York City celebrities. Tom Brady and Giselle, are they on your list?
No, unfortunately not. But
okay, I just thought I'd ask because they look pretty healthy. Jennifer, what are superfoods and why do we need them?
Well, superfoods are foods that are very high in nutrients. Sometimes you're getting double or triple the amount of nutrients compared to other foods. And what's important in the case of immunity and even with weight loss is that you're getting those nutrients without having a large portion, because you always want to be conscious of portion control. So, you know, some of the superfoods that I really love are grapefruit. I also love to use flax, whole grains, and vegetables like spinach.
Okay, spinach. Now, when you talk about flax, can you just elaborate a little bit? Because I read that flaxseed oil was really good for you as a superfood. I ran out, you know, to the nutrition store, supermarket, and I bought a bottle of flaxseed oil. I have no idea what to do with it. Can you help me out?
Sure. I mean, the flaxseed oil you would just, you know, take with a spoon, but I would recommend getting the flax meal, which is the ground seed. And it reminds me of sesame seeds. It's very easy to add into any kind of meat mixture. If you like meatloaf or spaghetti and meatballs, or, you know, if you're doing a breaded chicken, I actually have a wonderful recipe that uses flax. That's a chicken that you bake in the oven with almonds, and it's crunchy, and I have a grapefruit salad that goes along with that. So I combine two of my favorite superfoods for that recipe.
Okay, and you did say recipes. I'm glad you brought that up. Tell us about some of your recipes and where can we find them?
I have several recipes on GoFloridaGrapefruit.com that use a combo of fresh Florida grapefruit and other superfoods. And one of them is teriyaki salmon, which has been a big hit in my house. And it's great for entertaining. It's, you know, salmon, which has omega-3s, which is also very healthy for you, good for immunity. And it's on a skewer, so it's great if you want to entertain or have a party.
Okay, you're talking about omega-3. That is one of the reasons why I bought the flaxseed oil.
Right, and omega-3 is great for your immunity. It functions much like an antioxidant, like vitamin C would. But it's also, they've been doing studies on it, how it lowers cholesterol and improves mood.
Okay, omega-3, we keep hearing about this. How else can we get these omega-3 into our diet?
Well, certain fishes like wild salmon have it, and also walnuts is another good source of omega-3.
Okay, can we overdose on this omega-3 or no?
Not really. I mean, it's very important to have it in your diet, and unfortunately, most Americans have omega-6, which is corn-based, and that leads to cholesterol issues. So, you know, you really want to have a good ratio between omega-3 and omega-6, a 1-to-4 ratio of omega-3 to omega-6 to, you know, to make sure that your cholesterol is in check.
Okay, what other types of benefits do these superfoods offer us?
A lot of them are very low-calorie. Spinach is great, you know, and it has, you're getting so many nutrients for, you know, more bang for your buck. A lot of nutrition with few calories, low in fat, low in sodium. A glass of grapefruit juice, you're getting 100% of your vitamin C intake at only 90 calories.
Okay, that's good to know. See, these are the things we need to know when we're out food shopping. And, you know, we're in the fruit aisle. We have no idea what to pick up. Just get some apples and oranges. What superfoods should we keep an eye out for? Just the typical fruits and vegetables, or there's something else out there we should be picking up?
Definitely. Of course, you know, grapefruit is top on my list, but I also like berries. Berries have a lot of antioxidant power. They're very low fat. They're easy to combine in recipes. You can also, you know, just munch on them as a snack or add them to cereal or smoothies for your breakfast.
Okay, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Boston Outlook. I'm your host, June Knight. Our guest is Jennifer Easterlow. She is known as the Skinny Chef. She is a private chef. She specializes in recipe development using superfoods to create mouthwatering, nutrient-rich dishes. Founder of Skinny Chef Culinary Services. And you also contribute, you know, to some of the publications out there like Self Magazine and Yoga Life. And how's that going for you?
It's wonderful. It's a great way for me to experiment with my favorite foods and make dishes that are appealing to people. And even, you know, to prepare everyday meals that people like, pizza, spaghetti, you know, things that they can cook at home that can actually be helpful for you.
What are the ones, I mean, obviously the candy machine and processed foods and things like that, but what are the ones that stand out for you that we should totally stay away from?
Really, you want to watch fast foods and processed foods because you're getting a lot of saturated fat, sugar, sodium, and when you're able to cook these meals at home, you know, you might put a tenth of the amount of sodium that they'll put in, you know, into that fast food burger. So really, if you even, you know, have the chance to steam yourself some broccoli, or make a salad, and even if you are going to order out, you want to, you know, make sure that you're getting some you know, nutritious vegetables on the side.
Okay, some of the stuff on your list, Jennifer, of course, a whole grain and nuts and things like that. I mean, do we go out to the nutritious store and just stack up on bags of nuts and grains and just take them home and eat them like a bird, or do we incorporate them somehow in our diets and recipes?
I prefer to cook with them. Flaxseed, you would have to go to, you know, a special store to find that. But whole grains you can find in your regular supermarket, spinach, broccoli, wild salmon, Florida grapefruit. These are all items you can pick up at a local grocery store.
Okay, this is good to know. What are some of your favorite superfoods for cooking? I know you mentioned a couple of them, but what else?
I love to cook with vegetables. I love to do, one of my favorite dishes is I do a chicken stir fry, and it has my two top favorite vegetables, which is spinach and broccoli. And I do, I make, you know, the sauce with grapefruit juice. So I'm getting a host of those superfoods packed into one recipe.
Okay, if there were three top items on your shopping list and that should be on our shopping list, maybe we're starting up this superfood lifestyle, what would they be? What should they be?
Well, I would look at the fruit, vegetable, and grain category because I think a lot of Americans get plenty of protein. So, you know, of course you want to look for superfoods from those areas.
Okay, and how can we go about getting more information on strengthening our diet with superfoods?
You could go to gofloridagrapefruit.com.
Gofloridagrapefruit.com. What do we find on there quickly?
You can find my recipes, tips on health and beauty, and more information about grapefruit.
Okay. Couple minutes left. Anything else you'd like to leave us with today?
Stay warm and you know, eat well. That's the best way to be fit and healthy.
Okay. Once again, Jennifer Easterlow. She is the Skinny Chef, and she is the founder of Skinny Chef Culinary Services. Jennifer, thank you so much. We're all going to head out now and get our fruits and vegetable and grains at the store. Thanks for informing us on all of this.
Thank you so much, June.
Okay, you've been listening to Boston Outlook, and I'm your host, June Knight, and we are Oldies 103.3.